Illegal fishing costs anywhere up to $23 billion a year worldwide.
Science's Eric Stockstead reports in this week's issue on a new generation of genetic tests that could give authorities a much better idea exactly where fish are caught, and so cut down on fishing fraud.
Governments have been trying to fight this problem with a variety of techniques, everything from putting observers on the ships to see what kinds of fish are being caught and what size they are, to tracking larger fishing vessels by satellite. Another technique that's been used for quite a while is DNA testing to figure out what species of fish have been caught. But what they'd really like to be able to do is figure out what populations fish have come from, not just the species. Last month, I went to a conference on Madeira where a large group of European researchers were talking about their latest results in how to create easy, reliable, fast, and accurate tests that could identify which population fish have been caught from. And this could provide governments with perhaps an easy way to not only make sure that fish are being caught where they're supposed to, but that fish you buy in the supermarket actually are what they're labeled.
You said this DNA identification has been going on for some time. What are scientists trying to do to improve? Was it just a more expensive process or what?
There has been some work identifying fish by population. For strictly marine fish like cod, researchers have focused on genetic markers called microsatellites. These are repetitive units of DNA, and by studying where they occur, researchers can identify whether a cod came from the North Sea or the Baltic or Iceland or Nova Scotia. The trouble with using this for fisheries enforcement or anything where you want to do a lot of this kind of testing is that it's hard to calibrate between laboratories for various technical reasons. Looking at microsatellites isn't particularly an efficient way to identify a population, and it doesn't always work for all species or all populations. So there really was a need to try something that would be more efficient, faster, perhaps easier to use. In other words, what they want to do is take this from the lab and make it a tool that would really work. I don't want to say on the water, because it's not entirely clear that this is going to be something that an inspector is going to pull out of his hip pocket and stick into a fish on a boat, but something that really works for law enforcement purposes.
Right now, is DNA identification the kind that's going on in a lab any kind of deterrent for illegal fishing?
Yes, there have been success stories, and those have really shown what kind of an impact having a genetic test, even if it's just local to one laboratory, can have on a fishing community, the kind of deterrence that if the fishing community knows that they can be tested, that it really may change their behavior in terms of following the laws more closely. And in the story, I talk about one particular example from Denmark where microsatellite evidence was used in court and led to the prosecution of a fisherman who had caught some cod illegally.
So what's this new DNA identification test, not the microsatellites? What's being developed here?
The type of test that this research group is working on is based on a different kind of genetic marker. These are single nucleotide polymorphisms, SNPs. They're where, rather than a repetitive stretch of nucleotides, this is where one nucleotide in a DNA sequence has been changed. The advantage of looking at SNPs is that they're very common throughout the genome, so you have a better shot at finding a group of SNPs that are unique to a population.
And how many of these single nucleotide polymorphisms, these SNPs, are needed to distinguish fish from one population of a species from another population?
Ideally, as few as possible. And the reason is, if you're coming up with a test, the fewer SNPs that are being tested for, the cheaper and easier the test is to develop. So the researchers have shown, for example, that it's no problem to tell apart two populations of fish of the same species with hundreds of SNPs. They can get it down to a few dozen, sometimes fewer than a dozen, and still have up to 100% accuracy in identifying which particular population the fish came from. So the hope is that that will not only be able to provide solid courtroom evidence, but also to make the tests cheap and easy to produce and use.
I imagine that over time, these tests will need to be updated as fish continue to evolve. Several SNPs change with each generation?
You've hit on a key point there, Rob. And just to back up for a second, the reason, of course, it's easy to tell species apart is because they've evolved. They've acquired unique genetic characteristics, and populations don't have as many. You can still find them, but they're evolving. They're responding to their environment. So you want to make sure when you use this test that the population isn't evolving in a way that's going to make the test inaccurate. So what they're doing right now is going back and looking at historic samples of these species, cod, herring, hake, and sole, and looking at ones from 50 years ago to check whether the populations still have the same pattern of SNPs that they did 50 years ago. And on the flip side, they're using computer models to try and get a sense of how are those changes likely to happen in the future? How long will these tests still be accurate?
Where are these samples coming from?
Yes, in many places, fishery managers have been taking and storing tissue samples from fish. So these kinds of archives they can go into and check out the DNA and look back and see how the DNA has changed through time.
Is this just something that's going on in the fisheries and waters around Europe, or are there similar efforts to use DNA to fight illegal fishing happening elsewhere?
Most industrialized countries that are actively managing their fisheries have labs that can do these kinds of tests. So in the U.S., for example, NOAA has a marine forensics lab where they test samples. Not that long ago, they convicted a seafood importer of mislabeling catfish as much more expensive grouper. They've convicted importers of selling great white shark fins, which are protected. So this happens in a lot of places. Right now, it is fairly specialized. There are really very, very few places where genetic tests are a standard part of fisheries enforcement. So there are a fair number of examples where genetic tests are being used all around the world to identify species. It's very rare that populations are identified by genetic test. The key point is that fisheries are almost always managed not by species. You don't manage cod. You manage particular populations of cod. So you manage cod in the North Sea. You manage cod of the same species in the Baltic. You manage it around Iceland. So fisheries are managed by population. So being able to confirm that illegal fishing is happening in one population or another, or to be able to know exactly how much is happening, will really give fishery managers a leg up in making sure that these populations are either recovered or kept at a sustainable level. Same thing for consumers. You want to make sure that consumers are getting the fish that they think they're buying.
So as a result of this conference that you went to and this research that's been going on in identifying populations with DNA, when are we likely to see technology out there that's in use identifying these populations with SNPs?
Right now, the group is doing what's called validating their tests. And that means they're going back, making sure they're accurate to a level that would be useful for authorities and that could be used by any forensically certified lab. After that, they're going to be presenting these results to policymakers, other stakeholders in February. And after that, there really aren't any technical hurdles for making this into a test. What it becomes now is a cost-benefit question for regulatory agencies or companies or anyone who would be using these tests to try and help make some headway in the problem of illegal fishing.
Eric Stuckstead, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.
Science's Eric Stuckstead reports in this week's issue on a new generation of genetic tests that could give authorities a much better idea exactly where fish are caught, and so cut down on fishing fraud.